The Average Network, for reasons known only to a select few, now presents Episode 84 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We find the President entering the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, Vice President of the Known World, and the creepy vampire at the heart of the administration.
Hey, Dick! Don?
Maybe they isn't to home, George.
Henry! Oh, Henry's head's always here, Ashcroft. Dick was going to do a big wing-ding with a bunch of little old ladies in Des Moines, but Rove's focus group's afraid he'd scare
them. Dick scares most just about everybody.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Don!
Who Dick? Goes there?
Come on, Don, you know it's me and Ashcroft.
I just needed it for our files. Come in, gentlemen.
Looky there, George. Sandbags, Bob wire, floodlights. Looks like Hogan's Heroes.
And machine gun towers. What's going on, Don?
Master wanted to prepare for the election. Every eventuality, you know.
Hey, Rumsfeld, what's them pointed sticks for?
Those are in case of a cavalry charge.
Ain't that something?
It's more for effect.
Right, nice effect, by gobs. Who weighs everybody?
We're all here. Dr. Henry's head is playing Gomaku with Admiral Nishigawa of the Japanese Navy. Master is on a brief video call with Carl Rove.
Clinton's going out and stumping for Kerry, you know.
Oh, don't mention that to Master. Clinton's so sunny he makes the Master start to melt.
Huh. Well, okay. Yeah, Carl says we got the election in the bag.
Ah, Mr. President.
Hey, Dick.
Ashcroft.
Howdy, Dick.
Well, I wish that I shared a Rove's sense of certainty.
We're gonna win, Dick. Can't argue with polls.
Of course we can argue with polls, George. They're all terribly skewed this time.
They don't count answering machines, cell phones, business phones, or wireless cobalt sandwich phones.
And those numbers might turn out to be staggering. Carl's evangelical vote may be of rather negligible value.
That is why we've already arranged to saw monkey ranches into Florida, Ohio, and the Arizona.
Nah, Henry! Hey, how Henry. Is the Admiral?
Howdy, Henry.
The Admiral is taking a bit of time out to frighten Kim Jong-il for a few hours. Your actual hard numbers are not very good, George.
Oh, no, we've used every trick we could conceive of, and we can't put you safely ahead, George.
4 years of you makes you a little too familiar, sir.
I told you we should have outlawed atheists. He's the problem.
Yeah, nobody don't hardly need no atheisticals anyway.
Not practicable. Besides, religion is not the issue except among your NASCAR fan base.
What is it about loud, pointless sports, beer, and religion?
Probably something in the barbecue sauce and Pepto-Bismol.
It has become essential that we insure you against all assaults. If Kerry wins, we are all in very deep doggy-doo. Hence, Diebold is preparing massive computer complications for us. There will be no possibility of an accurate count, even should it go to the Supreme Court.
Yes, we won't get much help there this time. Rehnquist is looking toward his legacy again and is considering a whole chapter on George.
So I won't get blamed for your snaky
for
deals.
For a profound profit,
well, for a profit, of course.
You will be well compensated, George, but I warned you all. We'd have been better off being a little honest some of the time.
A luxury we could not afford, Henry.
And as a result, we are allied with Rasko, Gillespie, Michael Murphy, Bill O'Reilly, and Ann Coulter. There had to have been better options.
They're obedient.
And so are Cocker Spaniels.
Ed Gillespie looks like a chihuahua.
That's why I don't trust him. I like real dogs. Coulter's okay. She looks like a horse I used to own, except for all that makeup.
Gillespie and Coulter hardly matter, Ashcroft.
However, Michael Murphy does. He's a valuable part of my spin machine.
He is? How come?
Well, he is so paranoid that he spins everything all the time. Rasko is learning, but his innate unpleasantness is a problem. Still, he can function as a spinmeister until I give him to you, Richard.
All your used spinmeisters taste so very poorly. They're all dried out.
Like old oranges.
If I did not have to use them so regularly, they'd last a good bit longer. Reagan kept Lynn Nofziger running for his whole term, but you and George have made dishonesty the center of your administration.
When's I ever dishonest?
Well, you just returned from a campaign speech.
Oh, yeah, that stuff.
Yes, that stuff. I should have stayed in my tray at Harvard.
Playing board games with other living heads, Henry, really. Think of it. If we can arrange another term for George, this will finally be the nation that Coolidge envisioned and William F. Buckley defined.
Yeah, after all, the rich really are better.
You see, even George understands.
Whatever. I am stuck with you and have no choice but to ride alone.
You're gonna like it, Henry. We'll get all them environmental rules shot down, make Americans stop whining about being poor and all.
Yeah, we're gonna get rid of Colin Powell, too.
We must be careful talking about that, George.
Yes, remember that we're still saving our big surprise just in case.
What surprise is that, Dick?
Donald?
That's the one where Master has a heart attack and drops out for the good of the ticket.
We replace me with John McCain, and as soon as possible, I become Secretary of State. Like it?
Boy, Gubbs, I take my hat off to you. That's downright brilliant.
Please don't take your hat off, Ashcroft. There's quite enough dust in here.
Sorry, Henry.
We gonna send Condi out for more speeches? A lot of folks bugged about that, saying she making political speeches instead of policy talk.
Touchy. It might be best to keep her closer to home for the nonce.
Oh, we've got her disguised as a chipmunk, and she'll do 2 more speeches a day until Halloween.
A chipmunk?
Well, Carrie's people took all the Herman Munster costumes. Condi took it rather well, I thought. She's been very useful.
I told you she would be, once we convinced her that George is touched by a higher power.
Quite right, Henry, but it was really that we had you on the team that sold her.
Well, that and all the money and power.
Of course. Hey, money's always...
Boy, gobs.
Episode 84 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were sanded and oiled, rubbed to a brilliant finish, and stored in a leak-proof aluminum cabinet. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network, and we thank you for your attention. Stay tuned!